To be on an audiobook kick now, so I'm going to walk out of the studio into the underground echoey cavern bit. Actually, just above me, if you can hear it, that's it's plastic. I thought it was concrete, but it's a plastic tube, and wrapped in that tube is the toilet.
Yay!
Now in the space just behind the door of where you descend into the Fibercamp studio, and just touching the walls, they are dry. It doesn't look like it's wet, as in where it used to have something. That's all been done. These are tall, bloody walls, and it's going to require a lot of painting and a special kind of grid layout to get it sorted. I'm just going to go upstairs straight into CJ's office. We're going to have a chat with CJ. Past the conferencing, past the coffee. Hello, CJ. I'm audio booing.
Hello.
You just went into audio boo mode. I've had the most intense headache in the last 40 minutes. Started off, I was like, I'll be all right in 50 minutes.
It's like my top of your head's exploded.
I just like I lay on the side of the sofa and my head was like heavy this side. So I went to the other side, like, it's typical bloke thing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm having I've got a vein problem, it's going to explode. I just thought, because I was recording ambient stuff around the studio, that I'd come up and speak to you.
Well, hello.
You never get to talk about stuff, and we don't do audio booze and stuff.
Because
I've never had the thing to do, I've never had the device to do it, you know,
I'm still going, iPhone 4.
I know, experimentation. So, I mean, I just sat down there on the sofa and thought, bloody hell, we've come a long way in 6 months.
It has been amazing, hasn't it?
But scarily condensed as well. Mm. I mean, you'd be the first to admit it's been stressful.
It's been intensive.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, stressful.
It's been stressful for me, trust me.
Yeah, yes.
Not our interaction and the studio, but I mean just the sheer amount of, let's do, because you're as bad as me.
Oh, we can't, there's far more things that we want to do than we can actually do.
I know, that's a scary thing. Mm. Are you busy? Are you doing stuff?
No, I'm just going through websites trying to decide which ones I like. So that I can give them an idea.
I would not want to be on the end of you going, I like that, I like that, and I like a bit of that.
But I don't like that. I only like teeny tiny bit of that. But I like kind of the concept of that, but not that.
Yeah, I just came up with an idea downstairs about caching audio booths. I just finished, my headache's just disappearing, and it's like, caching. I like caching. It's only because of this. If I got an iPhone 4, I could download audio booths. But if I'm outside of a Wi-Fi signal, I can't get them.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to be able to sync last three. Anyway, random. I just wanted to capture a little bit of ambient background so people can see what it's like going in and out of the studio and where you are in relation to it.
It's quite compact, isn't it? Because, you know, we've got sort of the meeting room, the boardroom for sort of meetings, and there's my little office.
Yeah.
And we've got the little kitchen. We've even really got our own sort of facilities.
I know.
Down into the basement.
I was just,
we're all kind of compact onto this corner.
I was just thinking about this whole, like, you know, 2-3 months ago, we were on the second floor.
In a broom cupboard.
In a broom cupboard, like Philip Schofield with a puppet. And then, like, I just sat down there and I looked around, turned the lights off and put the main lights on and thought, fucking, we have done a lot in a short space of time. Because I was thinking, like, why have I got this headache? And it's just come on all of a sudden. And I've lost all track of what exhaustion means. I just seem to get up, walk from, like, yours and Dan's place and come here. And it's like, literally, just doing a couple of shows this morning has made me realise that, you know, we need to document more of the process.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can normally get myself sorted out in the morning in about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I like to sit down and watch a bit of morning television. And it's like, you're just like, right, would you like a coffee? And you're out the door.
I know. I like, by the way, for people who obviously you can't see this, CJ just did this coffee tracking motion, like where she's looking across the room as I'm walking out of the place with a coffee. Yeah, that's exactly how it's been. And I was just talking on a previous audio boo about, you know, the whole moving over here and trying to find some student digs and getting some regularity with the retainers and stuff. I'm sure that will come and I'm sure that will happen. But we've had to turn work down today. That's quite scary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just...
I mean, here's the paradox, isn't it, right? There's a really cool project, and yeah. we should say about this, actually. You should say something about this, because you're doing all the production side of it. Here's the paradox of being in social media, is that you want to find passionate things that you want to be involved in. Sometimes they don't pay money there and then, but it's actually what it means to you around the area. I mean, this is the area you live.
Yeah.
You know, the Hockley thing.
And you can't walk away from social content projects either, because in past projects I may have been able to go, oh well, I'm doing this show for nothing. I'll bring in another stage manager, or I'll be in a lighting design, you know, an operator to operate it. But social media can't be operated on the night. No. Social media has to be
nurtured
and experienced by the documenters as well.
Yeah.
And you can't do it from an outside perspective. You've got to know the people in the project. So you can point you can point audio boo in their face, or you can, you know, photograph them with your mobile phone. They know that you're around and doing stuff, and you also catch them then in a much more relaxed way.
Yeah.
So I mean, the Hockley Traders, I think, is a really
key excited project. About it.
I am excited about it. Because there's also the irritation of there's so much going on in October.
There is a lot of shit.
Ridiculous.
It's almost like everybody's gone, okay, yeah, we'll do stuff now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 2010. All right then, yeah, we'll do stuff now. It's like, come on.
But a lot of the creative stuff, it is all focused around Hockley, which is sort of the creative, vibrant...
Don't you say creative October, because I've got a meme about that.
No, bohemian.
Yes, yeah.
And a lot of places, like the aforementioned project that you were just saying,
yeah,
I've adopted it as being, you know, a home of a really groovy place.
Mm.
But it doesn't seem like anyone's actually been into the traders themselves, who are struggling. They've had their rents doubled.
Yeah.
You know, there's fashion designers, fashion artists, charity shops, hairdressers, real creative businesses. That aren't able to go networking because they're running a 9-to-5 business.
And you can't, and here's the crux of it, really. You can't package the soul of a city, can you? You know, like, you've got the major, major chains who have a formula, they have a business model, they have brands that people know, that they sell certain stuff. There's a lot of these shops that you don't know what they sell, and that's the whole bloody point of why they are, you know, exclusive, and why they have that sort of like quirky reputation about them, and yet they're trying to, you know, how can you double somebody's rent? I don't get what is the motivation around going, we're gonna just double it, you know, we're not gonna have any conversation with you, we're not gonna sort of see how your figures look and see if you're okay to do that. We're just going to double it. I'm sure they just want to level it. I'm sure.
I mean, that's the only thing you can think of, is that if someone says that, they're doubling because they want you out.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't you just say, we'd like you to move out
and
give us our notice?
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, it's a real shame, because that vibrancy that creatives in Nottingham seem to hark on about, it will die. Yeah, if all the shops close, there will be no Hockley for them to love and be bohemian-esque about.
So, I mean, we just described there in a nutshell the reason why, you know, that job over, we can't really say who, but, you know, we get bits and bobs all the time coming through about, can we go and do this, can we do that? And you know what? You've got to feel your way into projects.
Yeah.
Especially these days. You know, you've got to feel, if it feels on point. I've glad that we've moved away, or I feel like I've moved away from not just doing stuff because it was, you know, it sounded cool. You know, you've got to love what you do. If you're going to talk about something and you're going to, like, nurture a conversation around something, you've got to love it, and you've got to love people's reasons for doing it.
You've also got to feel that it's part of who you are and your lifestyle, because, especially with social media, you're either not talking to your own network at all because you feel like you're spamming them.
Yeah.
In which case, you're starting from scratch building up the client's network, and if that's the direction. But with the eco projects, or with projects that you feel passionately about yourself, you don't mind dropping the occasional tweet into your own network because, you know, you genuinely want them to be excited about the project and maybe come along so that you get the opportunity to meet up again.
Yeah.
Because as great as the web is, it's when those meetups happen, you know, Snent and Tweetup.
Yeah. When's that? Next week?
It's next Wednesday.
I'm going to be pissed. Period. Yeah? That I haven't done anything like that. And like, I'm just going, like, if I'm there and you're there and I say something silly, that's me.
It's crawling distance from home. This is one of the things.
But you've set the agenda now.
Yeah.
By saying that, you've set the agenda.
It's crawling distance from home. I want to see you crawling across the zebra crossing on Snettendale.
Not a problem. That can be arranged. Right, I'm going to leave you to it.
Okay.
I'm going to go for a wee, and I'm not going to stop recording. I'm just going to. I'm going freeform. Normally, you do it all packaged.
I don't. I wouldn't.
No, the whole thing's. No. I don't mean it like that.
You're going to pause that there.
No, I'm not. I'll see you later, CJ. See you later. Dear. I probably should pause, but you know, audio booze should flow. I want to do something a little bit different as well. Should I pause it? I don't know, really. I'm just going to stick that over there for the moment. Good job I've not got audio. Ah, dear. What a day. What a day. Oh, I should have got the toilet. And here's the weird thing about media. It's that convergence. It's that intimacy. You know, how far do you go with intimacy with content? With social content? What do you share? How do you share it? What's important to some? How you live your life? What you stand for? All of these things actually come out on the web, you know? Because sooner or later, the speed of the way that the internet works, you're going to press a button on some application somewhere in the middle of a night out or in town or at some event, and you are going to say the wrong thing, or you're going to say the right thing, or it's going to be misconstrued and taken the wrong way. And that, my friend, is what social media is about: firefighting the good, the bad, and the fugly. And I'm babbling because I've had too many headache tablets with caffeine in it. Why, oh why, do they put caffeine in headache tablets? Is it because the idea is that some bloody intern has said, no, what we'll do is, because you're a little bit tired or a little bit down, we'll put caffeine in them, that'll pep you up a bit, you know, so it'll accelerate the idea in your head that you're feeling better. Now, what it does is, if you forget and you're clumsy and you pick up the wrong packet of headache tablets and you have that important 7 a.m. meeting, it can mean the difference between looking like you got out of a cardboard box and having a headache removal tablet. I mean, the amount of people that I know who've had headache tablets at like 11 or 12 o'clock at night and then not been able to sleep till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning because they got the wrong ones with caffeine in. The intern who come up with that needs to be shot. Anyway, random, and coming up to 13 minutes, I've waffled on quite enough. Just wanted to give you a little bit of ambient backgroundness of what goes on in the Lace Market House building, Fibre Camp, CJ and all that good stuff. And now I'm going back to recording.